Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. Here are the top stories. Flagging fears that the country's GDP growth may even touch its lowest since independence in the backdrop of coronavirus pandemic, Infosys founder N.R. Narayan Murthy on Tuesday said the economy should be brought back on track and people should be prepared to live with the pathogen. India's GDP is expected to shrink by at least 5%. There is a fear that we may even reach the lowest GDP since independence, Murthy said. Short-term home rental company Airbnb Inc. is close to confidentially filing paperwork for an initial public offering with the US Securities and Exchange Commission later in August. Airbnb is preparing to potentially go public before the end of the year. The impact of COVID-19 on the hospitality sector refuses to moderate. The sector is expected to lose about Rs. 90,000 crore in 2020 as against revenues of Rs. 1.58 lakh crore in 2019, as per the latest estimates by hospitality consultancy firm Anarock. The worst hit is going to be the unorganized segment, which is expected to post losses of over Rs. 41,000 crore in 2020. In a major breakthrough in coronavirus treatment, Russia has developed the world's first vaccine against COVID-19. The vaccine has been named Sputnik V after the Soviet Union's first satellite launched in 1957. Russia has received a request for the production of 1 billion doses of the COVID-19 vaccine from 20 nations. Are you missing out on the PVR experience? From organizing film festivals to capitalizing on Hollywood releases, Multiplex Major PVR says that it is all set to start operations as soon as it gets a go-ahead to open its multiplexes. Nitin Sood, CFO PVR, said there may be 3 to 4 weeks of slow demand initially, but footfalls will incrementally get better. It's not a good year for salary hikes. The COVID-19 pandemic has not only impacted the employment landscape, it has also disrupted the way India Inc. rewards its talent. The salaries in FY20 grew in the range of 4.26% and 11.22% across sectors and cities. The corresponding figures in FY19 stood at 10.02% minimum and 11.11% maximum. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Do tune in tomorrow for more business news. Goodbye.